We'll have a lot
guys,
of fun. All kind of information about the festival.
Big tent, awards tent, and 80 great competitors up here this weekend. It's been pretty cool until right now. It's about 110 degrees under this tent with no air flowing through it, so we're going to try to weather through it. We've got big names up here. We've got Johnny Trigg. We've got Pickin' Porkers. We have Holy Smokes, Pitbulls Up with Smoke, Butt Rub, Wicked Q. We have Fatback Drip Shack, the Cool Mini Grill, Blue Blood. The tailgaters, just a whole host of unbelievable teams up here. And so we're going to go through the awards here shortly and see how everybody does. and congratulate the ones that win. And we'll probably go back licking our wounds after these awards had us so good today, and if you're not on top of the game, you're not going to do very well.
You really felt you were almost ready. There was one very important
for them to put out the trophies, and hopefully we'll be.
But I do want to recognize our friend and our partnership, Mr. Gary Irwin, Shrimp City Slam. Gary handles all the blues. We just say, Gary, book it, and he does it. So a huge round of applause for just amazing national and international performers that he brings to them with.
Charles DeFerro knows he's the coordinator of this thing. Just an excellent job.
Down in Camden, the Downwind Blues Festival he's got there. So.
Julie Wilkie, who's been his right-hand man this week, and they have done a phenomenal job, phenomenal venue. They really take care of the cookers downtown Greenwood. If you have not been here, it's a big city back to a small town. They got great food, great music, all over downtown. It's just been a treat to come over here, and people spend their money in their shops and everything. They really, really promote the downtown area. It's beautiful. It's they've got a lot going on down here, so y'all get a chance.
Right, come
on down.
Cover
it.
Are you ready?
So we're fixing to go to awards.
We appreciate everybody being here. It's been a great event. The weather's been, I think, about as good as it could be. All right, we're going to start out by announcing the winners of the Taker's Place event, which is the tickets that folks have been giving you guys all day for the samples.
So it depends on how many people
how
many samples of barbecue they served between 11 and 2 o'clock today. So Red, he's kind of a local favorite around here. He's actually a legend.
There you go. There he is.
He's a legend in his own mind. Everybody's good. Wonderful guy. Wonderful guy.
I want to hear this.
Good job, Red. Next, we have fourth place, Taster's Choice.
If you want, when you come on stage, collect your prize. Come around to these steps over here. We unfortunately don't have any steps for us, so sorry. Okay, fourth place in the Taster's Choice is Divine Soap.
Another local team. Doing a great job. Dennis Hill. It starts back competing.
Third place in Texas Choice is Blind Swine.
Another good local team around here. Good job. Charlie making his own technical difficulties right there. Homemade. They get a little check and a trophy.
I forgot one person that I want to recognize who was standing around by me. We did roll about with a whole new website this year. We've been posting pictures left and right. And that's Mr. Danny Bird, our information technology director. So.
Great job. A lot of information on the website.
Okay, back to the Taster's Choice. Second place is Soft Barbecue.
Another really good team. Thank you, out of North Carolina.
Yeah.
a little track to get to the stage up here, but they're making it. Does a lot of catering, is a good competitor, knows his stuff. He's an old fan favorite. He's got a crew of about 15 that he's in and does this, so he's a very tough competitor when it comes to this type of category. They're moving some stairs.
Next, I want to recognize the evening guest category. I was there last night, and I got to say, some really interesting stuff came through. So, you should be proud of yourself. Hey, better move a step. Wait, this is you.
Trying to get the stage put back in order. Makes it a little safer for the people to get up there and a little easier. I was saying they really take care of the cookers up here in beautiful Greenwood, South Carolina.
Okay, fifth place, anything goes, B3 Backyard Barbecue Boys.
We made pork tenderloin wrapped in bacon with homemade fig preserves and blue cheese.
Anything goes competition last night.
Fourth place, Ultimate Tailgaters Barbecue.
Oh, there's Ultimate Tailgaters. Congratulations, Chris and Kathy. Did a great job. Can't find a way to the stage, but they're making it. So they're a South Carolina team sponsored by Fireside Outdoor Kitchen and Grills. So Kathy's having a little test.
We did have Fortune
along the basis of Fortune along the top. Wonderful couple, wonderful couple. Going to third place, anything goes. Congratulations, guys. You can cook either breakfast sausage, bacon, or pork tenderloin, or all three of them. Donated by Carolina Fries. Great sponsor. Big sponsor of this event. They do a wonderful job with the cook.
Make shrimp and grits. My grits was a fried fish cake, and it was like jello. With some fish from Carolina Pride.
Pretty exciting. Second
place, anything goes, is Carolina Barbecue.
plays it over here. Wonderful to see different teams, man.
We had shrimp wrapped in bacon with a pineapple reduction sauce served with grilled pine.
Good job.
All right, and the winner of the Anything Goes competition is Bare Bones Barbecue.
Congratulations, Bare Bones. Bare Bones are from around this area. Great job. Local people know what local folks like, what the judges like in this area, so that's a good thing. She's still got her apron on, still cooking.
We had pork loin and bacon sandwich from Carolina High, pork loin. And we had homemade sourdough bread from the pantry shop in Greenwood.
That's right. I'll take it. Okay.
Congratulations.
Great job. I think they are vending also, so they're carrying it back to their spot. So I believe the next category will be hash. Killer Bees did enter his first hash category ever at a contest. So.
Okay, moving on to hash. Third place in the hash competition is Waylon's Wicked Kitchen.
Waylon Walker, another fireside outdoor kitchen team. Grovetown, Georgia, Waylon and Julie Walker takes third in hash. Good friends of ours. Way to go, Wicked! They cooked right next to us this weekend. Good job.
Second place hash goes to Divine Smoke.
That's his second calling in Philly. Did a good job in the Philly contest. Congratulations to the top three winners.
Oh, and Charlie has informed me that CD's Barbecue is the only team to cook all 12 years in the Festival of Discovery.
Great job. Quite a few of them.
Just all left.
Good old bunch, baby. Wide angle. Great luck with him, there, guys. Good job, guys.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Rock.
those auxiliaries out of the way, we should be heading up to chicken should be the next category. I saw some great, great teams here this weekend. I don't know.
Okay, who's going to the backyard category?
We're going to the backyard. Chicken. Backyard team.
Third place. Backyard chicken goes to A2 Barbecue, Wendell Hall.
Backyards are really good for people to get into. They're just starting out. But you get a little wet behind the ears. Kind of get you in tune for the competition style without competing against all these guys doing it for years. Gives them a chance to prove themselves in a smaller contest. Still some great competitions in the backyard.
Second place backyard chicken goes to P3 Backyard Barbecue Boys.
A lot of people up here. It takes a little time to get to the stage. Congratulations to Big Daddy, and there's a reason why they call him Big Daddy. He's a big old boy. At least we know he can cook some chicken. Got a nice family with him. It's great when you see our whole family cook together like that. Boy, Jamie Moss was—he was cooking on the berry patch. I believe he is finger licking tailgates. So he's—I know he had a hand in it. Congratulations to those guys that cooked right beside us. Female cooks that. Obviously, she's from Greenwood.
This is their first year cooking on Festival of Cutters. Second place backyard court goes to Berry Patch Barbecue.
Another call for Berry Patch. Another big call. Good job, guys. say who the winner of the backyard pork is.
All right, first place backyard pork goes to Big Daddy.
Big Daddy's got it again. It's going to be close. We got the first place. Got first chicken, first pork. Got his little kids up there holding a trophy. It's going to be big time for them when you bring your family, your smaller kids.
Big Daddy!
Overall grand champion. Little girl got her trophy. She's good. Little boy up there holding the grand champion trophy. Good job. He's feeling pretty good. We got a new grand champion up here in backyard.
All right, we're moving on to the professional category. We're going to start with chicken. 10th place chicken goes to Barbecue.
Hey, Barbecue presented by Michelle last Monday night. Already starting to show off pretty good. Good job, Bubba! Good job, Bubba!
Ninth place chicken goes to Shadow Artillery Barbecue.
That's a good thing, Bill Anderson. Bill Anderson has an online cooking school, barbecuecoach.com. Comes and cooks with his family every weekend. Impressive chicken cook. Impressive cook all the way around, really and truthfully. Just took reserve grand down in Charleston at a Sam's Club. He's keeping the momentum going. Good job, Bill. Tough competitor.
8th place chicken goes to On the Spot Barbecue.
Good job, guys. Hometown team. Take an 8th in chicken. Beat it to the best in the country in chicken.
7th place chicken goes to the Rolling Grill.
Oh. They're going to roll on up and get them a ribbon and some money. Good job, man. They're sponsored by Stubbs. I think this is his first competition. First time up here in Greenwood.
Sixth place chicken goes to Smokehouse Mafia.
All right. Andrew, Smokehouse Mafia out of North Carolina. Won several grands, reserve grands lately. He's on a hot streak. Tough competitor. Good job, Andrew. A lot of big names being called up there.
5th place chicken goes to Hog Wild Neighbors.
I'm not mistaken, it's another local team. It took a place in Anything Goes. The second call of the contest. Good job, guys. Let us see people smile and have a good time, especially when they win.
That's okay. That's her husband, my boy. All right. Well, thank you for calling in. Thank you.
Well, they had a good time. That's what it's all about right there.
Fourth place chicken goes to Waylon's
Wiggly Goose. Oh, Waylon. All right, office. Good stuff to call. Team Fireside. Got two calls. He's on the roll. Good job, Wicked. They put in their dues, trust me. They just got out the Rod Gray school up in Evans, Georgia. About a month ago. Yeah, it's there. It's already paying off.
Let's go, Waylon. Third place chicken goes to Uncle Chet's Barbecue.
Chet, can we get going? Another great chicken expert. Yeah, Chad. It's going to be a tight race to the finish.
Second place chicken goes to Carolina Barbecue Company.
Oh, they know the thing. They got some big time names out there, and they call them chicken.
Okay. Are you ready? First place chicken goes to Chicken Porter.
All right. Roger and Marsha. They were on the show Monday night. And we have the show with the gentleman's barbecue on the show. Doing a great job, Kirk, right behind us. Good fires. Good job, Rod. Great couple. Great, great couple. Good job, Marsha.
All right, moving on to Fort Rio.
Great, great job. Smokehouse Mafia. She's off the smokehouse. And he's on a roll. Very consistent cookers. Congratulations. They are sponsored by Moore's Marinade. More responsive to these things out here.
Ninth place rib goes to Two Old Men in a Grill.
Gotta watch him. He'll sneak up and win one. He's been on the chair lately. Good job, Linda.
Good job, Bob.
Good job, Bob. Great, great couple. So friendly, helpful, wonderful people. Wonderful people. Rebecca. Lovely wife going up here to see you. ribbon and the money.
Next place ribbon goes to Carolina Barbecue Company.
It's all for them. Local thing, doing great up here in Greenwood, South Carolina. I would say they've been it, they probably had no less than 50 people in their line at any given time, just pumped out food. So obviously they know what they're doing.
Okay, fifth place, and I know how to pronounce this because they told me. Cue Niggerus.
New team to the contest.
I had to ask.
Making their way around to the stage. Very good competitor. Never a dull moment. Good job, guys. Yeah, turn out some awesome heads to be up in the top 10 for the contest. The Rady teams up here. It's a phenomenal event.
Third player is good to
LargeTime.net. Uh-oh, Brad K. BK Barbecue cooking online. Local team. Knows how to cook some ribs. Good job, BK. Brad K. Family.
Second place for Grizz goes to a Blue Blood Barbecue.
All right. Tomorrow, all the way from Louisiana. They've done very well in competition this year. This barbecue class and fall.
First place for Grand Coast. Holy smokes!
Whoa, holy smokes, that's so close for him. Holy smokes, takes first and red. Out of Dublin, Georgia. GBA team of the year last year. Good job, man.
All right, fifth place for us
to butt. Byron Chisholm getting his first call at the contest. They're looking for calls from Wicked Q and Johnny Trigg and Fat Bag. A few other really good teams. Byron Chisholm, owner of ButtRub.com. If you want your butt rubbed, he'll do it. Out of Santa Rosa Beach, Florida. A lot of fun. Good job, Byron.
Goes to Tenacious Q.
Oh, there you go, Sam. We got a few calls and trying a couple weeks ago. And he's another Georgia team. Cooking on a Southern Q TNT smoker.
Damn.
The interesting photo for the shot. Never a dull moment.
8:24 goes to Sam's
Club. That's folks getting their first call. They used to grand champion at Sam's Club in Charleston, South Carolina. They won Sam's Club last year in Greensboro, North Carolina. Good job, guys. Pitbull, second call. Only a couple teams with two calls. You take his online class at pitbull.com or go to Barbecue Superstars. Online class, Mr. Danny Kugel, Pitmaster. Job, I know you did it.
6:04 goes to Waylon Wiggins.
Oh, Waylon.
Right.
2 seconds tall. Good job, Wicked. 25-5, showing them out up here. Picking on a Memphis Pro.
This play sport goes to largetime.net.
Okay, second call. Fighting up, folks. Fighting up. Good job there, Margarita Man.
I
want to. He told me before the contest, all he wanted was at least get two calls, so. He's been running for the Greenwood County Award that they give out at the end.
Four goes to Barbecue.
Barbecue's got two calls. Barbecue calls up there. But brought one of his guys with him from the store. Big Rick. He was DQ'd in pork last year, so he's going to get a pork call this year.
Are you ready, St. Thomas? Like a napkin. It's like a napkin.
Third place pork. Curly Tails.
Curly Tails got a call. They just took Bubba Q's class last fall. A lot of people taking these classes. Y'all need to get in there. Waylon Weekly Q took Rod Gray's class a month ago. Already paid off. Good job, Curly Tail. Great group of guys. Had a good cookout with them on Thursday night. Wonderful group of people.
Second place four goes to Midnight Burn.
All right, Wayne Kim. Flat Rock. Good friends of ours. Going to wrestling, but Flat Rock Wood Ring. You'll get a chance to go up to Hendersonville. Go try them out. Barbecue and pizza.
All right. First place four goes to the Smokehouse Mafia.
That's a great call for them. That's wrong. Great call. Good stuff.
Maybe I'll next time get a drum roll.
Good job, Andrew. Good job, man. Good job. Self-competitive, I'm telling you. This is one of their better categories coming up. So. Better look out.
All right, moving on to brisket. 10th place is the Blue Blood Barbecue.
Blue Blood second call. Out of Louisiana. Made a long trip up here. They did a lot of contests up in this area the last couple months. Good friends with Two Old Men and a Grill, Bob and Belinda. Good job, man. Got to wonder where Johnny Trigg and Bo and Wiki Q are sitting at. What's up, Brisket Cook?
Nice place, Brisket goes to Blind Swine.
Blind Swine is called. Get a brisket call in this group. You've done something. World class barbecue. Food from several states over here, from tough competitors in the country. Gonna be a dog fight to the end. It's gonna be interesting to see what happens. This category is gonna make breaks. Call for one out of Georgia, looking on the TNT. Go to SouthernQSmokers.com, pull them up, look at the different models they have to offer. Great Kirk is at an affordable price. Got Scott Smith from Q&A Stewing and Brewing and Tim Thomas from TNT Smokers. They compete as well as build quality pits. Need to check them out.
Bare Knuckle Barbecue.
Jim Sample, all the barbecue pit masters this evening. It's Colin Brisket. So I see three pit masters sitting side by side by side, Jim. Got Big Jim, got Corey, and their legend, Johnny Trigg. Sitting out in the shade enjoying the festivities. So, good job, Jim. Say it, it's going to tighten up here.
Sixth place Brisket goes to Recycle Smoke.
There's a million. Killer Bee's still waiting for their first call. All looking too good. I guess this crowd.
All right, this place Brisket goes to Wicked Q.
Jeff. It's Jeff Campbell out of Watkinsville, Georgia. One of the competitors. Good job, Jeff. We'll be teaching a class down at Fireside Outdoor Good Kitchens and Grills on Tuesday. I'll try to line that up.
Fourth place Brisket goes to NARS Backyard.
Yeah. Congrats, buddy. Congrats. Definitely a local team. Local favorite. He probably served about 6,000 people this weekend. So it's a wonderful, wonderful time when you see some locals placing it.
Third place Brisket Have a smoke.
That's our third call. The Bub Smoot and Johnny Craig, Corey, a few of these others just sitting out there for these south spots. Who's going to take the trophy? Four calls. I told you they're a tough team, very consistent group. Very consistent cook. It's yours, buddy. It's yours. They got to end up picking up their next grand. There's no way they cannot pick it up. Great guys, great cook, great fit. Whole 9 yards. You got all in one package.
All right. First place, Christian goes to. Thank you, thank you. Curly
Tail! Oh, that was perfect. First place in Brisket. That's on a TNT. That is their third call, if I'm not mistaken. Well, we pretty much know who got grand. We'll try to figure out the cipher tail of the teams who got reserve grand. It's going to be interesting. We've got the best of Greenwood County coming up. Congratulations, guys. The family got a husband, a wife, and a brother-in-law. Keeping it all in the family. After the contest, I'm going to get a, I'm trying to get an interview with
All right, the next award goes
Andrew,
to the best foreign team from Greenwood, and that goes to On the Spot Barbecue.
On the Spot Barbecue. Good job, guys. Good job.
Okay.
We're going for the Governor's Award, I do believe. This is the best team in South Carolina.
Our next award is the Governor's Award, which goes to the highest scoring team in South Carolina, and that goes to LargeSign.net.
Oh. Brad Kelly. Brad Kelly picks up a Governor's Award. Third best trophy here. BK making his way down. Congratulations, brother.
4-3.
That's it. Did a great job. We've got the reserve grand, the grand champion coming up next. So they're filing for this score sheet. See how everybody plays.
Starting with 10, overall winner, number 10 is going to be Curly
Tails. Round of applause. Curly Tails. Best place overall. TNT Smokers.
Ninth place is the Blue
Blood
Barbecue.
Out of Louisiana, David and Celeste Morrow.
Eighth place, Chatham Artillery.
Bill Anderson. Going up strong again. He won this thing not too long ago.
Seventh is Chicken Porkers.
Great job. Welcome, Marcia.
Sixth place, Bubba Q.
Well, we got sixth place overall.
Fifth place, Wicked Q.
Good job, Jeff.
Fourth place overall, Holy Smoke.
Get back to the nitty gritty.
Third place overall, Carolina Barbecue Company.
Uh-oh. We got some good things out there.
Even with the amount of attention, going out the reserve and the grand champion, let you all know that Cliff has all the backyard score sheets over here, her backyard. Stephen has the pro score sheet for teams 1 through 30, and Mike has 31 through 70. So right after this, you can get it right back here.
All right. Drum roll, please.
All right.
It's the reserve man. A few teams out there.
Reserve grand champion goes to Pack of Smoke.
Pack of Smoke. That's the last team. Reserve grand.
Everybody come on up.
They got the whole team following up there. Great job, guys. Happy custom. Good job.
Okay, Alan. Help me with the drum roll. The best I got for Vince Miller, okay? Here we go.
Not a whole lot of...
Grand champion of South Carolina Festival Discovery goes to... The Smoke Tower Mafia!
Woo! Good job, Andrew and his crew. Coming down from North Carolina. Doing a great job. I'm going to interview you afterwards. Good job. Great job. Got his father up there. Awesome, awesome. The whole family. Big old check. Big in size, big in money. Thanks, Grant. Right here at the South Carolina Festival Discovery, just clicked on the best
highest point team in South Carolina, the Governor's Award. How does that make you feel, Brad?
The status, we got lucky at a third place call in court, a fifth place call is on Rib. Just hoping to bear that, you know, we're strong in court and Rib, we're pretty quick in South Carolina. And, I mean, winning this year, 70-something teams here and all my friends. I mean, we had a large party Thursday night. It's been a great weekend. What do you think about the party Thursday night?
It was quite interesting. Hopefully a lot of those pictures won't make it on Facebook.
Exactly. I should have got a trophy for that.
What goes on at barbecue competition on Thursday night stays at the barbecue competition. So, while you're out there, we always do like potluck dinners on Thursday night and stuff. Brad bought his margarita machine out there, and it went downhill from there. So, but everybody had a great time, great fellowship. Like I said, my hat's off to Brad for taking home the Governor's Award. And we'll be competing next week up in Spruce Pine, North Carolina, going head to head. So we'll look forward to seeing y'all up there. And congratulations.
It's great to be with you.
Thank you. Want to grab Andrew? We're going to go up here and see if we can get an interview with Andrew.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Just won grand champion over here at Festival Discovery in Greenwood, South Carolina. Great North Carolina team.
We're honored to be in South Carolina. It's the first time competing down here.
Well, you did very well.
Proud.
I told people when you're going up the stage, I said, a tough team, very consistent team. You've been that way year-round. There's one of the top teams in the country. There's one team you need to beat in this area. South Carolina, North Carolina, Georgia. This is the team right here.
Thank you. Very consistent.
Correct. Very great guys. I mean, great bunch of people.
We're glad to be here.
We enjoyed having you.
Thank you.
And we'll break away from Festival Discovery.
Thank you.
Hold on for you, Jim.
Well, big time competition. We had 80 teams, and Jim Burke just did the final shows for us. And wow, man, I tell you what, big finish, unexpected finish. A lot of good teams, Buckeye Mafia, come in here and beat them all. All right, Daryl, barbecue superstars.
Steve, cut it off, man. Oh.